My mama used to say not to worry, 'cause it's just like a rocking chair. It gives you something to do, but to tell you the truth.
Hey mamas, you're listening to the Whole Mama Podcast with Jenna Gibbons. We'll talk all things motherhood and how to build a solid foundation for our children. Our goal is to empower and educate and provide the tools to embrace motherhood and raise compassionate and confident lifelong learners. We believe that as mamas, we need to give ourselves some grace, and our children deserve the best education. I'm your host, Jenna Gibbons, recording right from my barn outside of Nashville, Tennessee. So throw something comfy on and grab a mug of your favorite drink, and let's get started. We have so much to talk about. Thanks for joining me today. Beautiful friends, welcome to the Whole Mama Podcast this week. Thank you for joining me. And again, as always, during this time of transition for our family, thank you for your grace. But we are here and we are talking today about regret. What are some things you regret in your life? And we're going to talk about that. This is a quick episode today, but I hope that it's inspirational and really gets you just starting to make some changes so that you are able to not have those regrets with your family. So that's my question for you today. What regrets are you afraid you might have in your life? What regrets have you maybe already had? And how does that make you feel? And, you know, as I've tried to make decisions with involving my kids and my career as a teacher, it always came back to what will I look back on and be happy about, and what would I look back on and regret that I didn't do or I should have done. And as always, it's one of those things where I said, well, I don't want to regret that, so I'm going to try this. Because for me to regret something, you know, you get one chance in this life to be here. And, you know, I just think that if you're able to do things for your family where you won't regret that precious time with them, then you should do it. And so that's kind of what this podcast is all about. You know, you'll never regret spending time with your children. And as I've started this homeschooling journey, I've, you know, tried to educate and myself and read several books that were recommended to me. And two of those were, one is called Teaching from Rest, and the other one is The Read Aloud Family. Both of which, if you haven't read them, I highly suggest that you do, even if you are not a homeschooling mom or have no intention of homeschooling. But both are amazing, just written in such an amazing way, and really touch on some of those things I think we have in our hearts as mamas. And you know, the Teaching from Rest is a very quick read. The Read Aloud Family, I'm actually currently reading right now, so it's a little bit longer, but you can literally do Teaching from Rest in not much time at all. But you know, wow, they're both so inspirational and motivational, you know, as a homeschooling mom or just as a mama in general. And one of the quotes from the author Sarah McKenzie, who wrote The Read Aloud Family, is that reading aloud with our kids is indeed the best use of our time and energy as parents. It's more important than just about anything else that we can do. So, of course, if you know me and you follow the Whole Mama Podcast, reading daily with your kids, I totally agree with her, is one of the best things that you can do for them. So, of course, absolutely that. But, you know, in terms of just spending time with your children, you know, what are some things that you can do so that you are having those connections, whether you work at home or whether you homeschool or whether you own a business or whatever it may be? You know, and can we just be honest that, you know, would we ever say, man, I wish we wouldn't have spent so much time with my kids? No, we would never say that, right? Or, man, I wish I would have worked more instead of, you know, having those fun vacations with my kids, or having those moments at home with them. We would never say that. You know, would we ever say, man, I wish I would have spent more time with my kids? And now that they're going to college or moving out or starting their own independent lives, yes, I think many of us might say that. You know, I wish I would have spent more time with my kids. And I'm going to end this episode with a wonderful quote that just talks about that so beautifully. You know, so it's important as moms that we recognize this reality. You know, how can we maximize that quality time with our children? And, you know, there's, I know as many of us, there's tons going on in our lives. We're very busy. You know, our society today is go, go, go. We all know that. But how can we be intentional about our time with our kids and not have those regrets as much as that, you know, as we can? So I'm going to just chat briefly about that today, how we can do that, and leave you with a quote that I think really had a lasting impact on me as a mom. So the first thing is we have to reflect. So we're reflecting on your schedule and your children's schedules and, you know, your husband's schedules and, you know, how much time are you actually spending together, right? Whether that's in the car together, is that eating meals together? Is that doing schoolwork together? Is that doing chores together? Is it reading together? All of those things. And so once you reflect on that, then you think about, okay, well, what needs to change? Am I happy with what's happening or do I need to change some of those things? So what you do, you know, how do you want your time with your kids to look, right? Do you want it to continue how it is or do you want it to change? So you really kind of have to reflect on that first. And then the second thing is to create. So as a family, creating a mission or statement or vision of what you want for your family and how you as parents can help your children, you know, grow and thrive and fulfill God's vision for their lives and have that time together. So you kind of really have to even, you know, write it down together. And in fact, I'm doing a masterclass here coming up. I'll put the information in the comments about that very thing, creating a mission statement and vision for your family, not just with, you know, spending time together, that's probably one of the biggest ones, but also, you know, a way that you make decisions through, right? It's kind of a filter, like if we're making a decision together as a family, does that follow our mission statement and vision as a family? And the same thing goes for time with each other. If you guys are not feeling that you're having that quality time together and you're feeling overwhelmed by that or feeling stressed out about that, well then, you know, look in creating a mission together so that you have a plan. And then the third thing is just that. Once you have your vision, making a plan for that. You know, once you've reflected on your current dynamic and creating a vision and idea of what you want your time, you know, with your kids to look like, it's time to make a plan and start doing it, right? So I thought of some examples. And of course, these, you know, will all depend on your individual schedules and your dynamic as a family. But I feel like if you could take even one of these and go with it, I think, I know that you will start to see that quality time happening more often. So the first of those, of course, as you know, I'm a huge advocate for reading aloud and reading with each other. So doing that read aloud time, either in the morning or the evening, before bed or at lunchtime, you know, whatever would work for your family. I like to wind down the day and do that. And then I'm going to talk a little bit more about reading baskets and whatnot that we do when we homeschool. And that will be coming up in a different episode. But so read aloud time for sure. The second is that is even if you're driving, right? One of the best things you can do for your kids too in terms of listening to read aloud, but maybe you can't that at that particular time or you want to add some more read aloud time is while you're driving. You know, get some audiobooks from the library and have your kiddos flip through those while they're listening to stories. And I promise you, they will benefit immensely from that. And the third thing is, you know, if you have a kiddo who is starting to write or is writing, and a boy or a girl, doesn't matter, you know, starting a journal with them. So like a, you know, a mama and daughter journal, or, you know, mama and son, or if your husband wants to do it, or you both want to write back and forth with your kids daily, you know, and asking them some, you know, fun questions, silly questions, meaningful questions, and have that conversation through writing together. You know, you write back to them after they've answered one of your questions, and it's a really great way to learn more about your child. Another thing you could do is, of course, pray and read scripture together. There are wonderful, Bible studies out there for kids and for families to do, and that's a great thing to do to share God's love with them. Another one that is really important is just, you know, delegating like maybe Sunday. A friend of mine delegates her whole Sunday to family. Put your phone down. Everyone, you need to play board games or go on an adventure together, or even just the weekends in general, having that family time. I think I've said in other episodes, we are always busy. We are always going. So if you can slow down on those weekends intentionally and actually do it together, I think that you really start to see how much time you're spending together doing meaningful things, without our phones, without any distractions. And also, if you've heard the podcast, you know, I'm a huge advocate for getting outside with your kids, you know, so we live in Nashville, and, you know, so we're always trying to get out, and we have waterfalls and nature trails and all kinds of stuff, but getting out in outside together and spending that quality time getting active and getting some fresh air together. And this one is... can be tricky for me too, because it is a lot of more work on your end. But if you are cooking a lot and you like to cook for your family, you know, inviting your kids to cook with you, I know that is an extra level of responsibility and work on your end. But, you know, even if it's once a week, cooking together and letting them kind of get in there and, you know, chop vegetables or mix the soup you're making or make the dough. And that's a really quality. If I could look back at my childhood, one of my greatest and fondest memories was, you know, cooking with my mom and my grandmother and my dad, and having those moments and learning. There's so much, you know, learning that happens when you're cooking. And, I think that's if it's important to you, make it important to them too. And I promise you it will be. And if you're already making dinner, just invite them to join you. Or my son loves to set the table for me. So it's also giving him responsibility, but you're also having that quality time together for a couple minutes. And then we've just started talking about this as a family, which we're going to do. I'm very excited about. And I don't know if it's going to happen this, you know, during this year or the first of the year. But I'm hoping, you know, before the holidays kind of start. But it's having like a family game night, right? Now, you could do it on a Friday night. You might try a Friday night or Wednesday night, where maybe you make a pot of chili, or you make, I just made a delicious goulash. I don't know if you know what goulash is, but it's a big pot of noodles and meat, and it's tasty. And you just, you know, you leave that out for the kids to just dive in and then have some games going, which is really fun. So if you're able to do that. And so also, this is a side note. If I sound like I'm out of breath, it's because I am. If you're a mama and you have a business, and just in anything, and even if you have, you know, just working, you know, you have to kind of get these moments in. So I am recording before my 2-year-old comes up here. So, so mom life, right? Okay. Anyway, so family game nights. Super excited about that, to spend time together and laugh and be silly. And then the last thing too, like as a little girl, me and my cousins, we would always, if we were visiting, they lived in a different state, but we would, you know, perform and dress up and sometimes, you know, do fashion shows or, you know, play, you know, a band, or, you know, we'd pretend to be a band or just pretending in general. And I just loved those memories together. So even as a family, getting your kids dressed up and have them, you know, pretend to perform for you, or you know, have them experiment with different instruments, and just giving them that chance to have fun and be silly and be on a little stage. And you can, of course, you're going to laugh, you're going to giggle about it. So, so those are just some ideas for you. There's a lot more out there, but I think when we start to do tons of all these ideas, it gets a little overwhelming. So I thought that, you know, here's a handful for you to try, depending on your family's dynamic, the age of your kids, all that kind of stuff. And hopefully you start, you know, planting those moments in your weekly schedule where you can really spend time together and get to know your kids and like I said, have no regrets, which we're going to talk about in just a second. But I also wanted to mention too, you know, when I was deciding to stay home with my kids, and we had to decide that as a family and look at our budget and make some decisions together, and I was grateful and lucky to do that, you know. And I was deciding whether to continue teaching or to stay home for a little while, and wasn't sure how long that would be. But, you know, my mom gave me some great advice. You know, she was a working mom. you know, was busy, and we were busy like many, you know, many families. And, you know, she said, whatever you decide, just, you know, looking back, like, do what you feel is best and have no regrets. She said, if I had, you know, more time with you, I would have, you know, been thrilled too, you know. And I mean, we grow up so quickly. So, you know, she said, you do what, you know, will help you spend the most time with, quality time with, you know, with your kids. And so I think that's important to know, like, whether you are able to stay home with them and have that daily time with them, or if you are working, you know, no matter what, whatever you're deciding for them, you know, making sure and being intentional that you are getting that time in instead of just getting by every week. Because like I said, one of the, I think, biggest things as a mom for me, even starting a business, or if I feel like I have to slow down, you know, with the whole mama, is that I don't want to look back and think, oh my gosh, you know, I was the mom that was always never really present. And so I really try hard in anything I do to think about, okay, well, I need to get these things done. However, I need to be present with them. I need to make sure that we're having those moments together, because in the blink of an eye, of the eye, you know, your eyes, they're going to be grown up, and that time is gone. So, not to be Debbie Downer, but also to be realistic in terms of, you know, I think we really have to think about the time we spend with our kids, and making sure that they know their love, they know that they're surrounded by God's love and grace, and that they have that time with you is really important. So I'm going to leave you with this quote, and hopefully you all feel inspired today to really get some of those moments going with them. And if you already are, you know, awesome, if you want to tweak some things in your life so that you're able to have more quality time with your kids, do that. And so this is by Alice, I think it's Ozma, from The Reading Promise. And this quote is wonderful. She said, "No one will ever say, no matter how good a parent he or she was, I think I spent too little time with my children when they were young." And I think that's, you know, very profound and very powerful, because you know, we're not going to regret those moments with them. And so I think, as I've said, you know, having been a mom of two young kids and who are already 6 and 3, you know, time flies and life is short. So I hope this inspires you today and you get spending time with your kiddos. I put some information and links in my show notes for you. Don't forget, too, that we have lots of exciting things here at The Whole Mama. If you don't have your mama survival guide yet, it is free and was extremely helpful for me as a mom. I hope it helps you as well. That link is in the show notes as well. We have 2 master classes coming up here in the next week. One of those is creating your family vision, like I said, and then the other one is a homeschool boot camp or homeschool 101, from what I have experienced as a teacher homeschooling. So if you're interested in getting information from either of those, just go to Facebook and join the Whole Mama's Facebook group, and you will get information there about how to sign up for those events. And I'm trying to think if there's anything else to share with you all today. I think that's about it. Survival guide, master classes. We have our online reading course and tons more that's in the show notes. Thank you for joining me today here at The Whole Mama. And I hope you'll have a wonderful weekend. I know gravity will bring me back to you. Hey, Mama. Thank you for joining me at the barn today for the Whole Mama podcast. I hope you've laughed, reflected, and learned something valuable to take home to your family. I'll meet you right back here next week. And in the meantime, focus on these important things. Take care of yourself, read daily with your children, and find times throughout the day to truly be present with your family. This time is precious, so we must embrace those moments and be intentional about it. Lastly, remember to find those things that bring you joy daily. That cup of coffee, those comfy leggings, that song or that scripture, or even that glass of wine. Whatever it is, make sure you find that daily joy for yourself. You deserve it, Mama. If you enjoyed this show, please consider supporting it and click the Buy Me a Coffee link in the show notes. For more content, community, and connection, please subscribe to receive a monthly Whole Mama newsletter at my blog at IamTheWholeMama.com and follow me on social media. Thank you again for joining me today, and I'll meet you right back here for our next episode at The Whole Mama.